The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it's often said that nothing interesting happens in August and that life and politics go on holiday, but in fact, that's rarely true, that it's a totally quiet month. Let's have a look. In 1898, Rudolf Diesel obtained a patent number 608845 for his internal combustion engine, later known as the diesel engine, with which we're so familiar. In 1902, Edward VII was crowned King of England after the death of his mother, Queen Victoria. She died aged 81 of an intracerebral hemorrhage. In 1965, on this day, Singapore proclaimed its independence from the Malaysian Federation. Jesse Owens won his fourth gold medal at the Berlin Olympics. He was the first American to win four medals in one Olympic Games. The golds were for 100 metres, the 200, the long jump and the 4x100 relay. And on this day in 1945, the USA dropped a second atomic bomb on Japan, nicknamed Fat Man. This time it was on the city of Nagasaki.
Nagasaki, the great naval base, which became the second target 3 days later. This time, the explosion was concentrated within 1 square mile, making the devastation even more complete.
In 1958, Britain's answer to Elvis, a 17-year-old Cliff Richard, started a 4-week residency at Butland's holiday camp in Clacton-on-Sea in Essex. Billed as Cliff Richard and the Drifters, they had to change that name later to avoid conflict with the American Drifters, and the band became the Shadows. But more important, on this day 59 years ago, Cliff signed a record deal with EMI Records, and the rest is history. On the morning of the 9th of August 1969, the world was broken the news that one of the most shocking murders in history had occurred, the murder of Sharon Tate and four others at their home in Los Angeles.
The bodies had been dead about 12 hours. They were discovered this morning by a maid who ran screaming to neighbors. One officer summed up the murders when he said, "In all my years, I have never seen anything like this before."
The perpetrators, known as the Manson family, would go down in infamy, with Charles Manson, their leader, shortly thereafter arrested and would spend the rest of his life in jail. In 1974, U.S. President Richard Nixon formally resigned.
"I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office."
And Gerald R. Ford took his place and became the 38th President of the United States. In 1994, the world was watching on as O.J. Simpson's double murder case continued to grab the headlines. And at this stage, we were deep within the defense's arguments at this time.
"But went only to the issue of whether or not the socks were properly collected and properly documented, which should be more of an evidence collection issue. So they do appear to be mixing apples and oranges here, and appear to be analytically imprecise with the court in identifying exactly what facts go to which issues, because this fact does not go to the question of planting."
Of course, there was an accusation of planting of evidence and the famous courtroom scene with the glove. In 1996, Boris Yeltsin was sworn in as president of Russia for the second time. In 2004, Donald Duck, the Disney character, received the 2,257th star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Whose webbed foot was used in the wet cement, we simply do not know. In South Africa, the 1956 Women's March saw thousands of women protest to the union buildings of Pretoria against the oppressive pass laws.
"On this day in 1956, over 20,000 women took to the streets, marching to the union buildings in Pretoria to hand over their petition to apartheid-era Prime Minister J.G. Strijdom for the eradication of pass laws imposed on women. The march, which was organized by the Federation of South African Women, was aimed at lifting limitations placed on the movement of women. The iconic freedom song and phrase, which translates to, 'When you strike a woman, you strike a rock,' was chanted by the demonstrators outside union buildings on this day and continues to be a song of resilience and courage for women today."
In 1967, Scott McKenzie was number one on the UK singles chart with San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair. It was his only UK hit and was written by John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas. Now, some of the birthdays celebrated today. Australian tennis legend Rod Laver was born in 1938. Whitney Houston, born on the 9th of August in 1963. And in 1982, Tyson Gay, the American sprinter. Actor Gillian Anderson was born in 1968 on this day, and former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo in 1970. Pitch Perfect star Anna Kendrick was also born on this day in 1985, along with fellow film star Sam Elliott, 1944. On August the 9th in 1983, the Police hit Every Breath You Take took number one in the charts, enjoying a lengthy stay of 8 weeks at the top. Now, we have the Olympics going on at the moment, but in 2012, Usain Bolt took home gold from the men's 200 metres in a time of 19.12 seconds. He became the first man to win the 100 and 200 metre double in back-to-back Olympics.
He's there, I'm sure. Johan Blake is coming through. Bolt gets it again. And the time, 19.32. And Usain Bolt just holds off Johan Blake. A brilliant run by Blake too.
So just some of the notable things that happened on this day. As I say, August is not always as boring a month as people would like you to believe. An interesting Usain Bolt. I think Noah Lyles had intended to start his quest to emulate Usain Bolt's feat of 100 metres, 200 metres in two successive Olympics. But of course, he fell by the wayside last night, getting a bronze as a result of that COVID infection. More on that, I'm sure, throughout the day.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.